Blog Talk Radio.
One significant way an accident affects the injured is with pain. The experience can be short or long. Awareness regarding the physical and mental dimensions of pain help keep it in perspective. It is the body's way of saying something is wrong, which by the time is keenly evident by its impact. However, using distractions do not relieve the pain, but may provide a mechanism to endure it, bringing comfort until getting past the most difficult part of suffering. Trauma is unexpected. Neither the body or mind is typically prepared for its entry. Realize somewhere out in this world, others have experienced the same hurt incurred and lived to tell the tale of victory. Not because the outcome may have been what they had expected, but due to their determination in making it to the other side of pain and suffering. Sometimes they did it with help and others did it alone. But no matter how you get there, it requires you not to give up or give in to the pain. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this August 31st, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is Estra, pronounced Estra. So go to Estra's blog tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a car accident. Today's topic will be on you and pain after a car accident. Pain can affect everyday living. Your attitude can be less optimistic. It can feel like a heavy burden, sucking away energy. Sometimes it can be an uphill fight to restore or improve, yet it is possible. It really is about finding your way through suffering and pain and eventually ending up on the other side of peace, where they're still living with discomfort. Also in our program today, Personal Injury in the News provides comments on events and holidays of the coming week. Also my commentary on you and pain after a car accident. And last but not least, a discussion of articles related to our topic. Pain, whether short-term or chronic, can cause many to wish for the past or future times without it. Yet, as with most things in life, finding tools that equip you while going through it makes the difference in the quality of the journey. How long have you been dealing with pain? How are the options working out? Are you finding invaluable suggestions to try? Many creative, talented people are searching for solutions, so keep persevering. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are for discussion. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. In my opinion, I have experienced good faith from some listed above and bad faith practices from a few. This is why it is so important to research a company before making a commitment with them. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on you and pain after a car accident today. Again, that's 718-766-4385. The After Show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave your comments. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Our first notable mention is about the 50th anniversary for the Civil Rights Movement's March on Washington, D.C. last week. The inclusion of all races, creed, and colors at the celebration, in my opinion, would have pleased the late Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Many wonderful things were said by his children, along with the current and past presidents. Let's take a quick listen from the White House archives.
California and Memphis. Through setbacks and heartbreaks and gnawing doubt, that flame of justice flickered. It never died. And because they kept marching, America changed. Because they marched, the Civil Rights Law was passed. Because they marched, a voting rights law was signed. Because they marched, doors of opportunity and education swung open so their daughters and sons could finally imagine a life for themselves beyond washing somebody else's laundry or shining somebody else's shoes. Because they marched, city councils changed and state legislatures changed and Congress changed and yes, eventually the White House changed. Because they marched, America became more free and more fair. Not just for African Americans, but for women and Latinos, Asians and Native Americans, for Catholics, Jews and Muslims, for gays, for Americans with disabilities. America changed for you and for me. And the entire world drew strength from that example. Whether the young people who watched from the other side of an iron curtain and would eventually tear down that wall, or the young people inside South Africa who would eventually end the scourge of apartheid. Those are the victories they won with iron wills and hope in their hearts. That is the transformation that they wrought with each step of their well-worn shoes. That's the debt that I and millions of Americans owe those maids, those laborers, those porters, those secretaries, folks who could have run a company maybe if they'd ever had a chance, those white students who put themselves in harm's way even though they didn't have to. Those Japanese Americans who recalled their own internment. Those Jewish Americans who had survived the Holocaust. People who could have given up and given in, but kept on keeping on, knowing that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. On the battlefield of justice, men and women without rank or wealth or title or fame would liberate us all in ways that our children now take for granted as people of all colors and creeds live together and learn together and walk together and fight alongside one another and love one another and judge one another by the content of our character in this greatest nation on earth. To dismiss the magnitude of this progress, to suggest, as some sometimes do, that little has changed, that dishonors the courage and the sacrifice of those who paid the price to march in those years. Medgar Evers, James Cheney, Andrew Goodman, Michael Schwerner, Martin Luther King Jr., they did not die in vain. Their victory was great. But we would dishonor those heroes as well, to suggest that the work of this nation is somehow complete. The arc of the moral universe may bend towards justice, but it doesn't bend on its own. To secure the gains this country has made requires constant vigilance, not complacency. Whether by challenging those who erect new barriers to the vote, or ensuring that the scales of justice work equally for all, and the criminal justice system is not simply a pipeline from underfunded schools to overcrowded jails, it requires vigilance. And we'll suffer the occasional setback. But we will win these fights. This country has changed too much. People of goodwill, regardless of party, are too plentiful for those with ill will to change history's currents.
May the U.S. grow into the full dream of Dr. King. Every citizen deserves freedom and the right to live life with respect, dignity, and economic opportunity. When only a few have hold on economic power, it will be difficult to attain true freedom. Spend your money at places that support these efforts and vote in 2014, regardless of the obstacles placed before you. I suspect they may not be any tougher than the ones Dr. King faced in his lifetime. We, like Dr. King, must ante up in the fight for justice and equality for all people. Our next notable mention is Labor Day, September 2nd, 2013. I suspect no one could have predicted the restaurant workers and many others stepping up in the fight for fair wages after 30 years of stagnation. And they are not the only sectors in our society facing injustices. There are a vast number of declined claim requests to auto insurance companies and long-term disability companies, which place unnecessary hardships on the victims of car accidents and sickness. Let us hope that future Labor Days will be filled with a reduction in unemployment, where employees are paid a fair wage and benefits to support themselves and their families, versus corporate America enjoying slave wages abroad and reductions in workforce here in the United States, leaving our citizens with less hope and ability to live quality lives. Our last notable mention is for September 4th, 2013, and it's the Jewish New Year, and it's called Rosh Hashanah, and it begins in the evening of Wednesday, September 4th, 2013, and ends in the evening of Friday, September 6th, 2013. Wikipedia had a general information on it, and I'm going to read a little bit from that to you here. Quote, Rosh Hashanah, which actually literally means head of the year, is the Jewish New Year. It is the first of the High Holy Days, or Yamin Noraim, Days of Awe, which usually occur in the early autumn of the Northern Hemisphere. Rosh Hashanah is a two-day celebration which begins on the first day of Tishri, the seventh month of the Jewish calendar. The day is believed to be the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, and the first actions toward the realization of mankind's role in God's world. Rosh Hazanah customs include sounding the shofar, a hollowed-out ram's horn is what it's made of, the instrument, and eating symbolic foods such as apples dipped in honey to evoke a sweet new year. The common greeting on Rosh Hashanah is Shana Tova, which in Hebrew means have a good year, or Ketiva Ve'Chatima Tova, which means may you be written and inscribed for a good new year. So I hope I didn't do too bad on those Hebrew pronunciations, and I wish everyone a happy Jewish New Year. Now, our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the article, unless it's from Astra's Blog Tips, the new format we're using today, with a summary and then the names of the articles and where you can actually find them if you want to learn more about them. Each week, there are thousands upon thousands of traffic collisions. None of those people expected their lives would change that day, but it did. Some were more prepared than others. Some were injured while some lost their lives, leaving their loved ones at a loss of what to do or how they are going to live now. How can anyone prepare for the unexpected? Many people have insurance and hope that this will be there when they need it. But for how many insured people does that ring false? And how long does it take for the fortunate ones to receive the help they need? In each of these thousands of circumstances, I suspect the answers vary. The only thing one can do over this Labor Day weekend is to think about the consequences of your actions, not only on you, but others. We are all in this together. There is no separations in these tragedies. One person impacts another. So whether reading an article by abclocal.go.com with the title of Vinland Crash Leaves One Dead, One Injured, or CBS Atlanta with the title of Child Hit and Killed by Car in Southwest Atlanta, or ABC 7, which has the title of Four Vehicle Crash on Cleveland Avenue. The outcome of pain, suffering, and grief beholds the victims in a crash or those who care for and love them. Let's hope those who are insured by insurance companies, employers, who do their own insurance or long-term disability corporations, do the right thing and provide the timely help which could move them from despair to hope. Now for my commentary on you and pain after a car accident. When in pain, relief is a never-ending search at times. It's important to learn how to rest in the midst of suffering. Try renewing your mind when still experiencing discomfort. Fortunately, today there are many things to try for finding temporary relief or move towards less pain. Distractions are a great tool when dealing with chronic or intermittent pain. Thankfully, starting in October 2013, more people will be able to sign up for medical services through the Affordable Care Act, which starts in 2014. Learn more by visiting healthcare.gov on the internet. The number of Americans suffering because of unable to get medical care is tragic and an embarrassment for a first world country. When the least of us is treated with less concern than the greatest of us, in my opinion, we have lost some of our humanity. Everyone is somebody. So if you are unable to afford traditional care, make sure to look into alternative, cheaper options. This is about you. Seek relief and understanding of your condition because this information is priceless to recovery. There is nothing which brings out the irritability like chronic or intermittent pain. It's enough to view everything in the world pessimistically, and today that would be a lot. Yet, before going too ballistic, move over to the other side, the side of determination to keep looking for ways to improve, the side that keeps negative in check and chooses to take higher road against pain or hopelessness after continual suffering. Pain is not the only thing most injured people work through. Many patients could do more regarding their medical concerns if their benefits are paid out by auto insurance, employers, or long-term disability insurance in a timely manner. Unfortunately, this is not so in some cases. For many, getting medical care and also financial benefits due provides transition from chaos to stability and a greater concentration on how to cope with pain, thus improving the quality of life. Stand up for medical and disability benefits. Again, many corporations fight tooth and nail before releasing them to those in need. I wonder if they would act the same way if it was them, or perhaps one of their loved ones. You may hear many suggestions or diagnoses. Some better your life, and some were just a good try. Remember, these are methods to move you forward into better health and a quality of life. Nevertheless, seek out ways by researching new and old information through the internet or trade magazines. Some will apply while others will not. One of the most important things to do, in my opinion, is to keep your spirits up. I admit this is not always an easy thing, but it's crucial in keeping motivated to find the personal answers that are out there waiting to be found. Living daily in pain is no fun. In fact, it's downright discouraging at times. But there are many people in the medical profession who are still looking, and you too must continue the journey with hope and courage in spite of obstacles. Again, comments on the topic articles reviewed today are my own opinions and have no association with the writers, unless, of course, it's Estra's blog tips. I will be making comments from time to time through the articles. The first one comes to us from physicaltherapy.about.com, and the name of the article is Chronic Pain After a Car Accident, and it's by Brett Sears. Mr. Sears' article is insightful for car accident victims. His discussion on pain, why one might have it, and what can happen when you have it, and possible solutions provide helpful tools to navigate some of the issues of pain after a car accident. Quote, whenever I meet a patient, I ask a lot of questions that help me decide on the best course of action to help the patient. Is the problem acute, dangerous? Are there some clues that tell me that there may be some barriers to treatment? Is the patient anxious about moving again? Are there any issues related to possible secondary gain? One question that I ask is about the nature of the pain. Is the pain constant or intermittent? This question helps me determine if there is an inflammatory condition present or if the person's pain is mechanical in nature. Typically, but not always, constant pain is likely inflammation, while intermittent pain is likely mechanical, which is something I think most people find interesting to know. Quote, physical therapy can help chronic pain sufferers, but I find my personal outcomes are better if I can find a mechanical solution to the pain. If I can find a cause-effect relationship with the patient's movement and her pain, then my ability to help is greatly increased. If the patient sees her condition as worse or not as worse, then I may have a challenging time in helping her return to normal function. End quote. So I recommend you actually go out and take a look. It was definitely an enjoyable and informative read. Just as a side note, people who are actually in car accidents do run into problems with inflammation for chronic pain, which a lot of times you really don't hear about very much. It can definitely become a problem. Again, thank you, Brian Sears, for helping to educate those who've been injured in a car accident. Make sure to go out and visit his link at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook to read the article in full. Our next topic article comes to us from bodyinbalance.com, and the title of the article is Whiplash Car Accident Related Muscular Injuries. Some tissue or muscle injuries are not always minor, but may play a significant role in pain after a car accident. Make sure to do your homework on this one. There's a lot of information out there. Some is better than others, and remember that you are the most important person in this equation, and finding answers for your recovery can have a major impact on day-to-day living. So I'm going to start, and I'm going to read a couple paragraphs out of this, and then you can always go out and get the full article on Estra's blog tips or Talking About You with Estra. Both are on Facebook. Quote, the whiplash injury to the neck or cervical sprain is by far the most common injury that results from a car accident. treatments. Strains and sprains are referred to as soft tissue injuries. Soft tissue includes the muscles, tendons, and ligaments, but for simplicity's sake, you can think of them as soft tissue as muscles. The soft tissue injuries invisible on x-rays are often overlooked, can cause severe and debilitating pain after a car accident. Worse yet, if a soft tissue injury is not directly addressed with soft tissue therapy and left untreated or unresolved, the injured muscle and other soft tissues can end up causing chronic pain for months, years, even decades after the accident, end quote. To me, that's definitely unfortunate. Quote, injured muscles heal with scar tissue in a way that leaves them weaker, less elastic, and prone to re-injury and pain. Muscular therapy approaches like soft tissue release help to restore muscle strength, flexibility, and normal function by correcting or aligning the scar tissue, end quote. And I just want to say here that a lot of times you don't hear a lot of discussion on scar tissue, but I think, especially if you've been in an accident and you've been in more than one, that it really is something that you might want to do some research on, because the more you're injured, the more you're pulling on those, and particularly if it's in similar areas, on those ligaments and tendons and muscles, and that's just can be pretty difficult on your body. But go ahead and go out to our Facebook site, take a look at this, pull up this link and take a look at it, because, and they also have additional information out there, so just go ahead and browse around their website and see if you find anything else that actually fits your needs and might be helpful in your recovery process. The next article we'll be discussing is from thepaincenter.com, and the title of the article is Preventing Chronic Pain After a Car Crash. A lot of times you really don't know a great deal about chronic pain until after you've been in a car accident and experienced it. This article talks about a study that was done at the University of Aberdeen School of Medicine and Dentistry in Scotland, their progress with finding out the causes of chronic pain. So I'm just going to read a couple of the paragraphs from here that give you a feel of the article, and also you can go out and get the link, go ahead and read the full article. I thought some of it quite interesting. Quote, according to Health News, people appear to be more likely to develop chronic pain after suffering injuries in a traffic crash than after other physically traumatic events. Last week, we spent much of our time discussing how to prevent injuries, a key cause of many chronic pain conditions later in life. This study has seemingly proved that there is an auspicious culprit in the case of chronic pain causes traffic accidents. Someone ask you, chronic pain and traffic accidents? Yes, they do go hand in hand. Quote, chronic widespread pain is defined as the presence of pain above and below the waist or on both the left and right sides of the body that lasts for more than 3 months. Participants in the study who had experienced a traumatic traffic event in their lifetime had an 84% increased likelihood of requiring chronic widespread pain, end quote. If you do have chronic pain, there's a lot of other people out there in the same boat as you, and many people are searching for ways to actually find relief and to actually be able to live a better quality of life with the chronic pain. Be encouraged that there are articles and people are doing research and trying to make this better. Quote, many times car accidents cannot be predicted or avoided, and the risk of chronic pain becomes a true reality for numerous individuals. You hear that? Numerous individuals. So make sure that you realize it. It's not uncommon. The key is to know the signs and the recovery procedures after you've been in a traumatic accident. So you can actually go out to the website and take a look and go into the details of it if you have chronic pain, or actually send the link to someone who you might know that does. There's a lot of things that you can consider if you have pain, whether it's intermittent pain or if it's chronic pain or if it's both. So there's just a wide range of needs that are out there, that there are opportunities to find things to help your day be brighter. Thanks for sharing part of your day with me. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's link. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, Musicians or Names of Songs, which is Force M, Fresh Hops, I Forever, Dan, Joshua Rathall, and Steerage, along with the articles that made our time today much more interesting. Tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV user Estra's Blog on YouTube every Wednesday. Have fun and drive safely this Labor Day weekend. Make sure to keep a copy of Car Accident by Estra in your vehicle. Information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you